Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Team here to meet all your technology needs. Capital Technology Group is bigger and better than ever before. Learn more at CapTG.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontivarello out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know. Tutti Big Ball.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
It's 7:05. Glad you're with us. Had a good trip to Tuscaloosa, Alabama yesterday with my good buddy Jeff Hildebrand, who does so much for the Broyles Award and does a lot in the community. Worked over at Centennial Bank, one of our faithful sponsors of Dan Hampton and other athletes over the years. I had a good time, Roger, just being overwhelmed. I've been there, you know, multiple times for games, but what they're able to put out there, like in their recruiting room, and they're outside of their stadium. They got 18 national championships. They got a sidewalk that's about 100 yards long that I put on my own Facebook Live, Roger. And it's got all the players on there. And, of course, you know, I looked up 1934. Why did I do that, Roger?
Because of Donnie Don Hudson.
And who else? Who's his teammate? Come on. Fordyce.
Bear.
And, they have them. They have their names on there. And then they have, you know, they got six statues.
Now, wait a minute. Let me ask you. Is that brand new or are those from... You know, are they 50 years old?
They probably implemented that sidewalk deal. It's leading up to the stadium. It's so impressive. Of course, right. It's now Saban Field, Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Does it go year by year?
Yeah, it goes year by year. Of course, they put 64 in there. Jerks. Yours.
It really isn't. I mean, you got enough, you greedy.
And then they've got six statues. I believe it's six. They do like 8-foot.
Do they have one of Nolan on there? For
no.
Stand?
Okay. 8-foot statues. Of any coach that's won a national championship in football.
Why not?
So there's Wallace Wade, who did it first. Yep. Frank Thomas, who coached Bear and Don Hudson. Who am I leaving out there next?
Bear.
Gene Stallings. You're right. Gene Stallings, and Saban. Is that five or six? I feel like I'm leaving somebody out. Hold on. Here we go. Yep. Wallace Wade.
One.
Frank Thomas.
Seven.
Bear Bryant.
Seven.
Gene Stallings.
Four.
And Nick Saban. I thought maybe it was one other.
No.
Between Frank Thomas and Bear.
Else. Yeah. Oh, but there may be. I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, Roger, it's so impressive.
Sure.
You talk about just, they're like the, it's like the cathedral. It's like
statues.
It's like the St. Peter's Basilica.
Are these outside?
Yes.
Well, there's no place to put those in Fayetteville, is there?
You would just do it around the outside. You'd create something.
You'd have to.
Yeah. You'd
block off a road.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Anyway, you walk inside of the recruiting room, and they've got this wall, all these beautiful graphics that lit up, and it's got SEC championships in football. 31!
Yeah.
31! Have we had one?
No.
We shared one, right? We didn't win the overall, did we? We won the West. That's right.
Yeah. We shared it with, like, Mississippi State.
Yeah, they have 31! And then you go to the other side. And you go, it's national champions. I mean, they've got the year stacked. So you imagine the 31 years, and then they go, and they got 18 national championships.
Well, I'm asking for one.
And then you walk in, they got this. This is where they take the recruits. They got a wall of NFL players, Roger. And it's got like 10,000 names. Joe Namath going back to Leroy Jordan, and then they got a video playing.
Snake.
They got a video playing in the background, Roger, of like the first round draft choices, and it's just like an ongoing loop. You know, for a while there, what did they have? Like, seemed like they had 40 number one draft choices under Saban there. By the way, too. We had our National College Football Awards Association meeting, and of course, you know, Marty Broyles was there for the Broylesworth Trophy. And anyway, so we're trying to figure out how this works.
Who got Davey O'Brien?
Who won the award?
Did you mention Davey's birthday yet?
We did. I brought it up. Yeah, and the fact that they started with non-quarterbacks.
Yeah.
They just, and everybody in the room from Texas knew the story. They go, yeah, they realized, hey, let's make this a quarterback award. Davey O'Brien was a quarterback. So, yeah. Anyway, it's interesting to see all the other people trying to do these national awards and figure out how it works with the, you know, with all the changes being made. Right. But anyway, again, special thanks to Jeff Hildebrand. He's
Where
a good
go,
guy.
And he's
a faithful listener. And he's got three dogs. He loves his three dogs.
I got one. Here's one for you. Blaine Bartlett. He is a 609er. Thank you, Blaine Bartlett.
Yeah, we appreciate all you folks who listen. And we got on the topic, and that's why Christian is calling Mike Hager now, about ways okay. And how that community. And then he starts talking about, what do you call it, detectors?
Speed detector. Radar detector.
Is it radar detector?
Yeah. And you know what? And then,
do you know what the top one was? A listener said.
You have to give me the initial.
E.
One more.
S.
Okay, no.
Not S-A.
No.
I remember it. Let's see. Do we have him on? Have him on the phone?
Went to voicemail on me.
Okay. Hey, Mike Hager, we're trying to track you down.
Yeah, listen. And I want to know what somebody else thinks. Listen, I always appreciated, because I've gotten speeding tickets. Go figure. I've only disputed maybe one ever, if that. Because usually I just give the cop the advantage of knowing, hey, look, you're in the right all the time, officer. But flashing the lights to let somebody know they're coming. Listen, slow down anyway. If you want to slow down anyway. But then somebody pointed out to me, and I thought, you know what, of course, I'm naive, just like I believe all the international travelers are really
love America. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Is that when you flash your lights, don't do that. What if the cops are looking for a particular car with a child abduction? I go, well, that's a great, it could be a cop telling me that. But that's a great way to think about it. Don't do that, because unless you know there's an Amber Alert, maybe there's an Amber Alert, you don't want to flash.
Let me tell you,
so
Roger.
I mean, I'm a little less of doing that now, although I feel guilty. Just slow it down.
This is what just takes me by surprise. I get into the worst drive in about a 7-state region. We all know it's here to Memphis. Yeah. Somehow we have not been able to get that right. All the great people we've had over at the highway department and all the great
leaders. What do you think it is?
I don't know.
What do you
think? I don't know. Maybe it's impossible. But here's the deal. It's the worst stretch. It's the most congested stretch of road.
It's the busiest ever.
But Roger, when we get over there to Memphis, they've done a loop around where you don't have to drive in that the south part of Memphis, which is small and old. And then all of a sudden,
they've finished.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Then
that road is worse
to get from. And I don't know if it was because of Tunica that they got this money, but they've got 4-lane highways. Or you know,
is you going to Jackson? Is that where you?
No, no. We get off of Jackson. We go to like Tunica.
Okay.
And so, and then you go to Birmingham.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, it is as beautiful. You know what it reminds me of?
It's like opening up to Branson.
It does like that. Or the amazing job. And again, we will compliment when we feel that, like what we did with the highway department or whoever did it. The state did between Little Rock and Hot Springs.
Well, and they finally did it.
It was beautiful.
What are you talking about? On 70?
To 70.
From what I understand, it was the same company that did it originally 30 years prior.
But the way it looks.
Well, yeah. That's why I can't understand why it can't be done on 40. Well, I don't know how much of a terrain is there.
I know. That's my point. So,
it's not swampland, is it?
But the drive, Roger, from basically Memphis to.
Of course, Elvis took 70 to Memphis.
The drive from Memphis to get to Tuscaloosa, you get out 30 minutes outside of Tuscaloosa, it's 2-lane, and it's back to like your 1962. But I'm telling you, Roger, it was so nice. It was wide.
Yeah.
Plenty of space. Now, it's not as congested as I know. There's so much traffic. I think, Roger, in the traffic between Memphis and Little Rock to Texarkana, some of the busiest in America. I mean, it is really.
It's the most heavily traveled.
Yeah, it really is.
And watch this, Christian, for commerce.
Okay, you ready for this, Roger? Do you know you have any idea on the radar detector, Christian?
I saw the text.
So it's called the Escort. Yeah. The Escort.
Okay.
And I remember, right, when Jeff told me that, I thought, oh, my gosh, I had one of those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know what I did? Listen, I was living high on the hog back then before NIL. I was very fortunate that I had a scholarship and had my education paid for. Right. Roger, I had an Alpine. And an Escort.
Alpine stereo.
Wow. Holy cow.
You got the front?
You're rich.
Yeah, I was. Listen, my car was my girlfriend. Was my RX-7.
There's a tailpipe joke.
What were you doing with it? Yeah.
I told Jessica's son Davis, let me tell you, don't waste your time if you can't, listen, don't feel like you got a date. You know, because here's the deal. Here's the reality.
Date yourself.
Here's the reality I tell kids.
Where's that song, Touch Myself?
No, this is the truth, Roger.
When I think about you.
I tell some kids, it's like, the majority of you are not even going to remember maybe some of the names of these people you're dating now that you're spending all this time with and doing all these things with. 25 years from now, you're going, what was her name?
Do you remember all your girlfriends?
No.
okay.
I do, but it takes some time.
Okay.
I'm just saying, that's the point. You think you're so in love, and I get it, but the reality is the odds of people who date in high school that carry on, it's rare. It happens, but it happened a lot more back in the old days. But sure. My deal is that I'm so thankful, Roger, I did not have that because it helped me focus. And listen, would I like to have a girlfriend when I was a Razorback or when I was in high school? Sure. But you know what? Look here. You know, because I did not, me and my RX-7, baby, we got to where we needed to get. We got to train what we needed to train.
True.
And there was time for ladies later.
You got the traps.
Hey,
you got the traps.
There was time for ladies later. You got the traps.
There's time for ladies. You had OPP.
By the way, if you've never seen us do our Facebook Live before the show, there's a part of it. We'll do a bro call. Beep, 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 beep. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
And then I'll come in and then I'll tap my. There's a picture of me in the studio. I'm surprised Acri hasn't thrown it out. It's most people don't even think it's most people.
I think he does.
Most people don't even think it's me, Christian. That's the funniest thing. They go, "Who's that? That's me." No, it's not. Yes, it is.
See, looks like you may have done some films back in the day.
How far I've fallen. We touched the traps in the morning. So anyway, so that was anyway, interesting trip to Tuscaloosa.
Well, that's, you know, but I remember having a
escort.
I had a job in sales where when I had a supervisor come hang out with me, get in my car, he saw a radar detector, then he started questioning my speed. Company car, so it's a company car and all that. Yeah. And because of that point, I thought, you know what, he's right. And at that point,
was a misstep. You can't show a company man your company.
Well, no,
car
you can't. Yeah. You can't. Okay. I mean, it was in there.
But see, one reason I want to get Mike Hager on, I want to see what the attitude is of state troopers about those things. Do they not like it? Or do they like it? Do they care
about radar detectors?
Yeah.
Well, I think there's some.
Do they like Waze?
Might be one of those things where it's slow. I don't know, you know, what the.
It should make you more of a responsible driver, right?
Well, well, it makes you make you slow
it
down.
It makes you slow down when you need to.
It makes you slow down.
Makes you slow down when you
Although
need
I
to.
Although I did see something where, was it a Tesla where some guy said it got out of control and he was doing like 400 miles an hour?
Yes, I'm out. Also, this is from Michael Marion. We were talking about Ella Langley announced yesterday for Simmons Bank Arena. Do we have the date on that? By the way?
Yeah, I saw it yesterday. I'd have to look it back up.
So Michael Marion said on their website, Roger, almost 2,000 likes already, almost 1,000 comments. Folks are excited.
Right.
See y'all tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Yeah, he and Janet are coming up. Is that sold out already? Is it automatically sold out?
I don't know.
The hottest act in country music, right?
Are they on sale already?
That's a good question.
August 22nd, by the way.
Okay, that's coming up pretty close. So we were talking about Cal. We got the draft tonight. Where's Darius Acuff going to go? So Sully last night posted an unbelievable, listen to this. So John Calipari, he's got 62 draft picks. Yeah, that sounds pretty impressive. Yeah, that's good. Of that, 43 are first-round draft choices. 43 of his 62 NBA draft picks are first round, 19 second round. He's got four number ones. Can you name them, Christian? His four number ones.
Anthony Davis.
I expect you to get this.
Marcus Camby. Camby wasn't a first overall pick?
I guess not.
Is this at Kentucky?
John
Wall.
Well, you know what? You may be right. You may be right. That may be right. Because I was thinking four sounded low, too. I'm thinking four number one overall, right? Yeah, Anthony Davis was one.
John Wall was two. Karl-Anthony Towns.
Where was Derrick Rose? Memphis?
Derrick Rose was at Memphis.
So, yeah this was. I only have four. Okay, ready for this, Roger and Raj and Christian? Of the 43 first-round draft picks, how many came from Kentucky?
I'm going to go 36.
That's a pretty darn – Roger, I'm not even going to let you – 37. Think of that. So back to the argument, Roger, about what's important. And Kentucky fans said, listen, you've won one national championship. You've had 31 first – you're getting the talent,
so
but
when
you're not winning
does,
the championships.
One thing. If somebody in Arkansas does it, go look
Camby
at it.
Camby went second overall.
Okay. It didn't
96. I believe that was Iverson.
Yeah, it just says 43 of the 62 first-round draft. Hey, what did you say, Roger?
$3 billion.
So if you just tuned in, too, the blonde in boots, Marsha Martin, will jump on with us. She's going up in her big old jet with a stiletto heel on the. Is it saying too much? Is it too many words to say stiletto heel, or you say stiletto?
I think maybe one.
If you say stiletto, everybody knows it's the heel.
I say yes, but then again, I don't know.
Yeah, it's anyway, she'll be with us at 8:15. John Daly coming up here in just a few minutes. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. Lionel Messi, and as you say, how do you pronounce his name, Christian?
Lionel.
Yeah, how many Lionels do you know?
Jefferson.
Yeah, it's impressive what he's doing. He's 39 and he's still making a difference. Is Argentina? Tell us right now, Christian. We're playing Turkey. I feel like I'm in a Key and Peele deal a bit. I do. Yeah, every country we're going to come up with a Germani. Yeah, you know.
Deutschland.
What is it?
Deutschland. Yeah.
The Razorbacks, the USA plays who on Thursday?
We got Turkey.
Okay, we got Turkey.
Turkey is already eliminated and USA is already advanced.
Is it a friendly game? It doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things.
See that, Roger?
Uh-uh.
Was that what they call it, a friendly game? What was the word they used?
It is called an international friendly. Yeah, but
why are we wasting time on it if it doesn't matter?
Well, it's group stage. You got to play everybody in your group. Usually these games would matter, but
the scoring. If we score 5 goals, does it make any difference at all?
No, because the way the group has worked out.
Roger, think about that. We are completely wasting 3 hours of exercise and running. It doesn't benefit us at all.
We'll probably sit out some guys.
We're not going to play hard.
Is it a practice?
Essentially. Maybe get some guys that haven't to play some time.
Right. Don't you see that as a fault, Roger?
No,
in the system,
I don't.
People go in that game. We're not going to have the best.
Usually, these games would matter.
They do it in the NBA during regular season. They take people out.
But this is the biggie.
But it means nothing. So it's a practice.
So where's this one held, Christian?
That's a good question. I don't know where our game is.
Where do we think
it's a Bluebird.
Well, Seattle.
Is it a Bluebird? Is it a Bluebird field?
That's hilarious.
Is it not?
That's a great catcher.
Is that where
the USA team playing at Bluebird Field?
Yeah. He'd have them.
He would.
Yeah, right.
So they played 2 games, right? Were they both Seattle?
It was L.A., then Seattle.
Okay, they're bouncing around.
This game will be in Inglewood.
In the hood.
Inglewood. Yeah, so how about that? So this is why people are sort of confused about soccer. Yeah. It doesn't That's matter. Sure they're playing for the World Cup. Yeah, this is a complete waste of everybody's time. No. Nobody gets. You don't get a participation trophy. Game over with. Run the clock.
I guess.
They what?
They always run the clock. It doesn't stop.
That's true. So if we beat
Turkey.
If we beat Turkey, who are we playing the next week?
Black A.
I do not know.
Black A.
I think it depends on what happens with some other teams.
For those that don't know, Key and Peele, there's a teacher scene where he comes in there and he pronounces all the kids wrong, and the first one is Blake. He calls him what, Roger?
Black A. They do a whole bunch of
it's
names.
It's so good.
It's the best.
That's what I feel like we're dealing
with these, you're absolutely right.
With these
it started with Joe Theismann, Tony Dorsett.
That's exactly right. Hey, also, what was the deal on I went here yesterday, Roger. Wyndham Clark, the golfer who won the U.S. Open. Yeah. What did he say? How did he get in trouble with fans?
I'm reading today's paper.
I was trying to figure it out.
Was he banging on lockers, slamming lockers,
But surely that's not why fans are mad at him. I think he had an outburst on the golf course, or maybe talked trash about somebody, but he was very nice about it at the end and said, you know, hey, I'm trying to win the fans back. And I'll tell you what, as I mentioned yesterday.
Is there not worse things he could have done?
That's right. Yeah.
Golf, maybe it's
wire to wire, man. It was impressive what he did. And then to hit out of that rough in that on 16. It was.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of acting up, did you see what happened on this day in 1917? The Sultan of Swat. Who is that, Christian?
Babe Ruth.
Did you hear what happened?
Did not.
Punched an umpire. After he was thrown out of the game because
where it all started.
Babe Ruth was pitching and didn't like.
Wow.
Now this is a crazy story. Listen to this.
Didn't like the call?
Listen to this. Ruth was pitching at the time, threw 4 pitches. Now listen, this is the start of the game. All called balls by the home plate umpire Brick Owens. What a name! Ruth stomped off the pitcher's mound to the plate and tongue lashed Brick Owens with a volley of unmentionable cuss words. Now listen to this. Babe Ruth was ejected and fined $100. But here's the rub. Old Ernie Shore came into the game for the Red Sox and pitched what would have been the 4th perfect game in Major League Baseball history as the Red Sox defeated Washington 4-0. But the problem was he came into the game with Roose Walk on first, so the entire game was not perfect.
Mm.
How about that? He pitches a perfect game and he doesn't get credit for it because Ruth, you know.
Well, we've never had a combined perfect game, right?
I'm sure it has its own stat. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, and right. The other thing too. Speaking of, I was going to mention talk about the '70s and eighties and the escorts and the detectors. I saw this today. On this day in 89.
You better get that right when you say escorts.
Yeah, I was thinking. Well, I just always think
that's about to get me to the next thing. 1989, on this day, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to shut down the dial-a-porn industry.
Saw that.
The court held that Congress had gone too far when it passed the law. Remember when that was a thing?
No.
It was. You see the up on it at 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. Call 1-800 to talk to your girl today.
I thought that was Chloe.
Yeah.
No.
Now, huh?
What is that?
Phone?
It was called phone sex.
Oh, you know what? Seinfeld episode with that's right. That was
for the internet. You didn't have the internet, so you'd call up there and.
And you don't know who you were talking to.
You didn't know who you were talking to. Of course, then came, what was the thing that got everybody in trouble? Madison? Ashley Madison?
Uh-huh.
No, that whole thing, you're talking to a bunch of dudes.
Wow.
You're cheating on your wife with a bunch of dudes.
Well. I guess dudes knew what dudes wanted to hear.
they did. What a horrible deal that was. Anyway, that just goes back to the...
Some of them hooked up anyway.
Of course, the other thing, did you see that this is the anniversary of Lorena Bobbitt?
Did I? Mm. 1993.
I don't know how. Ladies, you know, we're different than you. We look a little different. We got different parts. I don't know how that's cut off and you don't bleed to death and die. I don't know how. Either pain or shock. I don't. Which would you? I think I would die of shock first.
I don't know how she did it. Is she sawing on it?
She was asleep and she just came out. We had a sharp knife.
Does she lay it on a chopping block and she's chopping down? Is it cauterized? I don't know.
But she kept somehow.
But how about being the cop that goes and picks it up long before and puts it in a potato chip?
Well, first of all, is that what he put it in?
Yeah.
And then they reattached it.
Yeah,
and then he went into porn. How do you not bleed to death?
I don't. That's what I don't know.
Or you don't die of shock.
Maybe it's not a major vein.
Or
that, like
this
an artery.
Is the thing that got this. Listen, this is the worst nightmare of a man, right? He lived it and survived to tell. And then she had to tell the cop.
I'm trying to think that's the worst.
It's at the corner of Markham and Van Buren.
She threw it out the window.
She goes, it's at the corner of Markham. Some poor cop.
Long before they gave him latex gloves. He's got to pick it. What did he pick it up with?
He said.
What did he pick it up? Did he just scoop it with a stick? He scoop it?
Oh, my Lord.
I don't know.
Oh. Hey, we're just dealing with this is the truth. We're not making this up. It happened on this day. All right, got John Daly coming up next.
Also on this date in 2010, Night and Day, the movie Night and Day.
Yeah,
premiered,
Tom Cruise.
And that's going to be our movie review.
Have you seen it, Roger?
No.
I have seen it. I think it's one of my favorite unknown Tom Cruise movies. Who's the girl, the co-star?
Cameron Diaz.
It is actually a really good movie, funny,
well
written. Every time I build up a movie, Roger tears it down. Well, Christian knows not going to give it a good vote.
I don't mean to tear. Listen,
I
gave Nighthawks a 5. I mean, I have no taste. I have my taste.
I love you gave it a 5.
No, absolutely. I gave it my taste. Absolutely. What was the one? Chariots of Fire. I'd probably give it 2.
Honda of Russellville is going to bring us John Daly coming up next. So, and also, too, the Blonde in Boots hopping in her jet. We guys do the show from their jet.
That's why Christian put this in. It's for her.
What is it?
Jetliner.
That is perfect there, Christian. Don't go away. 7:29.
And Rebecca says Stiletto Works covers.
Gotcha.
Buzz's ticker on our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This is SportsCenter.
The Oklahoma Sooners are your 2026 College World Series winners as they beat the North Carolina Tar Heels 13-2 in Game 3. This is their first national title since 1994 in baseball and their third overall. This is their first national title since 1994 and their third overall in baseball. This is the seventh straight winner from the SEC. In the NBA, a blockbuster deal happened last night as Milwaukee sent Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bobby Portis to Miami in return for Tyler Hero, Kal-El Ware, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Kasperis Jakučionis, and three first-rounders. And the NBA draft first round is tonight. The Washington Wizards are on the clock at 1, and it's likely to be between BYU's A.J. Dabanza and Kansas's Darian Peterson for the number one pick. For Arkansas fans, Darius Acuff Jr. is projected to go top 10 with the floor considered to be the Kings at pick 7. Malik Thomas could be picked in the late first round also. The draft starts at 7 on ABC and ESPN. Radio coverage can be heard on The Buzz starting...
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
We have a 30% chance of rain showers today, otherwise cloudy and a high of 83 degrees. Those rain showers possible this afternoon. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with an overnight low of 70. Tomorrow, just 84 the high and a 60% chance of rain and thunderstorms. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner. 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to three garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online. OverheadDoorOfLittleRock.com.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle. And we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for, and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
Hey, your roof called. It's tired of leaking, missing shingles, and judging you silently. Call Oltman's Roofing, Central Arkansas Roof Superheroes. We do inspections, repairs, full replacements, and yes, we'll wrestle your insurance companies. Free estimates, top quality materials, 5-year labor warranty. Basically, your roof gets a spa day. You get bragging rights. Don't wait. Call Oltman's Roofing, 501-687-7663, or visit oltmansroofing.com. Oltman's Roofing, we got you covered.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
All right, 734, time for our weekly visit with our man, international known pop cult brother icon, John Deddy. Bring him in, Rod.
Bam, 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 bam.
Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Garnonell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at HondaOfRussellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
Bring it home, Roger.
Lay the tights, lay the tights, head it home.
I want to see you. Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great. I want to see you
hit it hard, like you always hit it hard.
I want to see Roger, you and JD sing that song together.
We do
have a clip online that we both like. It just shows you're playing in some kind of pro-am, and you sort of sing it. You're singing that. That's a great song.
Yeah,
we enjoy that. And that's one of your all-time classics. How you doing? Where are you waking up at this morning? What city? What state?
I'm in Endicott, New York. For the Dick's Sporting Goods Open this week.
Busy guy you are. Did you have a happy Father's Day?
Yeah, it was nice and rainy here in New York.
I heard what you were saying about I don't know, one of your clips talking, speaking of Father's Day. You're talking about Junior. If you could have one thing that he has now, you said it's his hands. Of course, back in the day, John, wasn't that the strength of your game? Was your short game in your hands?
Yeah, that's why I was kind of being funny.
Gotcha.
But I'm still trying to find his real father, where he got his hands from, but that's fine.
Not true. I know you're proud of him. I was going to ask about the U.S. Open. Did you get a chance to watch much of it and see how that played out?
I don't watch the U.S. Open.
Yeah, that's the one you can't stand, right? Because it's too hard.
Nah, it's too unfair. I mean, I don't think it's USGA. I'm not a big fan of them.
Yeah, you've always said that. You know, I got mixed up. I think when we talked a month or so ago, which one that you didn't like? I was thinking it was the PGA. You won that one, of course, but the U.S. Open. It's impressive that Wyndham Clark was able to win pole to pole in that thing. That's one thing that's not easy, is to start the start on whatever Thursday and win it all the way through on Sunday.
That's pretty impressive, leading from the start, especially in a tournament like that one, because you never know. I mean, you hit a ball 10 feet short of the hole, it goes 80 yards past, off the green, or one green, you can hit it 10 feet past the hole and it spins 80 yards down the hill. I'm just not a USGA fan at all.
Last night,
that's pretty impressive.
It is. Wire to wire. Last night, Oklahoma wins its third national championship in baseball. North Carolina loses its 13th, or for the 13th time, going to Omaha. That ties us, John. We've got 13 appearances. I think that's what we said. It's either 12 or 13, Roger. I can't remember. Did you get a chance to watch any of that? It's a great story. Oklahoma did not have a great regular season. They were 11th in the standings. They go to Hoover, get beaten one game by Missouri, and then get hot, man. And, they have to come back and beat Georgia Tech twice. It's a pretty remarkable story. I think it's a reminder, too, John. We were talking. You don't have to have a great, regular season. If you get hot at the end and had the right pitching and the right hitting, man, you can win it all, just like Ole Miss did as well 2 years ago.
That's what I was going to say, like Ole Miss did. I mean, they barely made the tournament, and look what they did. So, it's funny. I mean, their bats got hot, their pitching got better all of a sudden. It's amazing, because I think we didn't sweep Oklahoma. We beat them, though.
Yeah, we did, two or three.
They beat us.
We won two or three.
You're right. It's all about the bats getting hot at the right time. I mean, and theirs did.
Revision with John Daly, brought to you by Honda of Russellville.
Thank you, Honda
Power Sports, the number one Honda Power Sports dealer in Arkansas, third largest in the United States. You got the NBA draft tonight. Everybody here in Arkansas is curious where Darius Acuff Jr. will go. We were looking at Cal's numbers. Your buddies with Cal, have known him for a long time at Memphis. It's amazing, John, when you look at how many number one picks that he's had 43 first-round picks, four number one overall picks. 37 of those came at Kentucky. And he's going to get maybe two tonight. We hadn't talked about Malik Thomas. We hadn't talked about him, but what's your thoughts on Acuff Jr. tonight? What do you have any guess at all? Or of course, we talked about Joe Klein being the highest. He and, I guess since the lottery, because we said Sidney was probably three or four.
Yeah.
Joe and Anthony Black were sixth in the lottery picks. What do you think about tonight?
I don't know. It's pretty cool, though. It's going to be interesting. You know, I've been a Celtic fan since I was 4 years old, you know, growing up in Arkansas. It was Lakers or Celtics back then, and I just fell in love with the Celtics. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't really understand that draft. I mean, you can win the NBA Finals and still get the number one pick, it seems like, sometimes. But it's a lottery pick, right? He picks?
That's right.
So who knows? I mean, wherever he goes, he's going to be awesome, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that kid's incredible. And hopefully goes to a place that he does really, really well and has a great NBA career.
Yeah, that's the tough thing. You got the Wizards with the first pick, Jazz second, Grizzlies third, Bulls fourth, Clippers fifth, Nets sixth, Kings seventh. Christian Weaver, our producer who knows his NBA, he thinks he's going to go the Sacramento Kings. Also where Joe Klein went, also where Corliss Williamson went. So it's I don't know if that's the greatest. Great, no, that's the greatest place to go. Also, too, Bobby Portis on the move with Giannis to the Miami Heat. I think that's a great move for. I don't know if you heard about that trade last night, JD. So Bobby Portis has been a guy that I don't. Maybe he was. You know, yeah. I mean, he's in the, you know, whatever city he goes to, they loved him in Milwaukee. They'll love him in Miami. Have you had a chance to spend any time around him, JD?
Never got to meet him. You know, he only played one year at Arkansas and left, but, that guy's amazing.
Hall High.
You know, he did it for his family. He had to do it. From what I understood, he was wanted to take care of his family, and I heard he's just an awesome kid. Awesome individual.
Any player of the year?
SEC? I think you may be right. He was impactful, and he's a tough. I mean, he's a tough dude, and yeah. A Hall High graduate, as a matter of fact. JD, too. We've obviously seen. We've seen you. You continue. We saw. What was the latest?
We saw
commercial?
Your brother last week.
Oh, that's right. We did the golf tournament Friday for the VFW 8383. We're
got
gonna
a
find
message
out.
From Jimmy Stewart.
Did
he tell you about
the guitar went for $1,000. Yeah. We'll find out how much money. Hey, the golf course looks good, JD. From what we were able to see. The Lions, Dan.
Yeah, it's getting there. We just, you know, we're just continuing to keep it going.
And Baz bought a jacket to, or bought some pants to go
with
his jacket.
You know, you gave me your jacket years ago at your house, your Razorback Loudmouth, and I've proudly worn that. And then I went ahead and bought some pants. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's too much to go pants and jacket.
No. You
it's
gotta,
so over the top.
The you can do the whole thing.
Listen, listen, I love my Razorback jacket. Those loudmouths, are those things still selling well for you?
Yeah, we're still doing good. We're just getting new patterns here and there. I mean, it's still kicking. I love it.
Yeah, the female shorts.
I saw those.
Something to be.
Yeah, I can't keep up with how many things that you have. Our good buddy Terry Bradshaw just came out with a new book, Roger. Yeah. I don't know how many things you have, John. Everywhere I turn around, you've got something that you've got your name on.
Hustling.
It's pretty remarkable. Mm-hmm. Is Anna handling all that stuff for you? I mean, and you probably see everything. You have to approve everything, right? There's nothing that gets past you.
No, nothing gets past me. It's like my John Day collection. There's five of us in that. I mean, we're doing great there. It's the Good Boys just killing it. Loudmouth's doing good. Hey, life's good.
I think
getting old. I need to probably retire. I need to retire and just come do radio.
Come on, let's
morning.
Go. I think I did see. I think it was Terry Bradshaw that were on the Today Show. He was on the Today Show yesterday, and he's got Bradshaw bourbon, and so and I think Daly mentioned or one of the hosts mentioned about you having your good boy and how well that's doing. So I give you credit. Nobody hustles more than you do, bud. I mean, you get it. When's the next time you're coming back home?
That's a good question. I'll have to ask Anna.
Yeah, I know she's in charge.
I got no clue.
Of course, I'll be down in Tampa.
I got no clue.
Hey, I'll be down in Tampa for the SEC Media Days in, when is that? It's coming up at the end of July. Now, how far are you from Tampa? Remind me again.
30 minutes.
Well, looks like we may need to get together.
Yeah, meet in the middle beneath that old Georgia pine.
Yeah, let's see. I'll send you the dates and when we're going to be down there. Maybe that'll work out.
Yeah, you, him, Bill Vickery, who else?
And then we, and Trey Schaap. And we got. Listen, we're working on some things in Dardanelle that are exciting. Can't wait to talk about those here in the coming week. So that's fun too. All right, buddy. Listen, go out and have a great day today. Yeah, we appreciate you as always. Of course, thanks to Honda of Russellville too.
Hey, love you guys. Go Hogs.
Love you too. Go Johnny. Hogs.
Yeah, he just gets up and they just. Does he drive his own bus?
That was quick.
What was this?
That was way too quick. This
Diamond
is
Rio.
In the
oh my gosh, that's exactly what you just said. Meet in the middle.
Let me tell you something, Christian. I don't care what.
Sometimes
anybody
his action.
No, his action.
His action is almost.
It's second to none.
It's almost like Flash.
Some people say I have a golden ear.
You have no, there, and you're like Flash.
Second to none as far as anybody that's ever been in that seat. Singing if you know it. Zach, are you listening?
I start walking my way, you start walking mine. We'll meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground, cause we give a little. Ain't no love too long.
Great verse.
All right, do not go away. If you want to be a part of the show, call us or text 661-1037.
The Colonel's texting. I'm almost afraid to ask, but did I miss a call from you guys?
Yeah, come on, call. We'll try him one more time.
Come on, Colonel.
Yeah, he said he may not want to
Yeah, he said, up. I don't know. Yeah, we never call him for it. It's always something.
All right, don't go away.
Remind me and you. If we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long.
My hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my item wouldn't scan. And right above me is a camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
You might have noticed Parker Cadillac is under construction. That's because we're building an all-new state-of-the-art facility. In the meantime, we've moved to our temporary location at 12 Shackelford West Boulevard, right up the street from Parker Lexus. The good news for you is space is limited, and we've got to move some inventory. Take advantage of up to $15,000 off brand-new Cadillac and shop the nicest selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs you're going to find anywhere. It's a temporary location, but you're still going to get the same first-class service Parker Cadillac is known for. Shop us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our American dream is ice cream. Red, White, and Bluebell is our strawberry ice cream loaded with strawberries, alongside creamy vanilla and blueberry ice cream with real blueberries. A full half gallon of Red, White, and Blue ice cream. Feel free to celebrate.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Walmart Supercenters and neighborhood markets.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports abs are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local.
Making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansan's fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Hey, folks, it's David Basilat here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
Tune in each week for I Did Not See That Coming in The Zone. Every Tuesday, Justin and Phil discuss those stories that cause you to raise an eyebrow. I Did Not See That Coming is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill with the $9.99 lunch special, where you'll get a junior burrito, chips, queso, and a drink for only $9.99 in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Benton, and Conway.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. 751, glad you're with us. Working on our best listener contest. I've got the names, Roger.
Whoa.
751, glad you're with us.
Whoa.
What's going on there, man?
Hold on, take What's that right there.
Right? Double
gotta,
me.
I got to do a couple of things here. Talk to you soon.
Don't forget about our good friends over at Oaklawn. Even though the racing season's over, they're giving away, they call it boats and bucks.
What?
All month long, you get a chance to earn entries to win a 2025 Bennington Party Barge and a Yamaha 200 horsepower engine. So, you know, I have friends who went over there the other day. I'm not going to say who. Had a great time just staying at the hotel, going to the spa, just because they're not horse, you know, horse racing. And it doesn't matter. You can go over there for a Thursday night, hang out with Roger. But anyway, the main thing
is ask for David Burleson when you go in there, when you go to the valet. Yeah. You ever there, ask for David. David's going to make sure you get taken care of as well. They do a great job. And then, boom.
Yeah. We appreciate our friends in Oaklawn and all the gang over there. It's a great place. It, you know, I was talking to a young lady in Alabama yesterday about coming back to Arkansas, and I was just saying, man, Oaklawn is so cool. Go hang out at the hotel, the spa, the restaurants, all of it. Yeah, of course, the casinos, too. Now, even though they're not horse racing right now, it's still a fun place to go. And then you go to the lake if you want to.
And you stay there all base. You want to. You stay there all. Listen, you can have your Amazon deliveries there and never leave the campus.
That's exactly right. Go to Oaklawn.com for all the information there. Roger, also, too, coming up we're gonna at 8:15, we're going to visit with Marsha Martin. Who's Coach Gals invited her to come and watch the draft because she's supported the, and her husband Marty have supported the Razorbacks with their dollars. She's flying there in her stiletto jet.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll talk with her at 8:15. She's a hoot. And then we'll put a little family feud with Chuck Gatlin, brought to you by Southern Bank, coming up at 8:30. Oh, here we go. Play it, Roger.
I know I'm working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
That is the perfect entry song, or opening song for Mike Hager, head of the Arkansas State Police.
What do you say, Colonel?
What's up, Mike? How are you?
I'm good, guys. What's going on?
So you got some text saying that we were talking about you. We were trying to call you?
Yeah.
It's one of those things. Makes me nervous.
You don't get a call from somebody, and then when you start getting there, it's always bad news. And this isn't bad news.
First of all, before we get to the meat of the matter, why we want to call you, we do want to come over as part of our summer adventure and stay in the new training lodge for your all your officers that are getting trained.
Yeah, bunking.
You can do that here in the next few, you can do that next few weeks. When is the grand opening?
Absolutely, man. Just say when. We're having actually a ribbon cutting ceremony or grand opening. I don't know what they're calling it, but it's on July 30th that evening. You guys are welcome to attend. We'd love to have you. Basically done. Well, it is done right now. They're in decoration mode. Okay. So looks great.
Let me tell you what we're going to do for you, Mike. We're going to come in. It sounds to me July 30th is a pretty good ways off. We're going to come in before then, Roger, and we're going to test things out.
Yep.
Everything can be tried on us.
Move the end tables out, put the beds together. We're going to order pizza, the whole thing.
We will
just leave keys to one of the cars.
We will do checks on everything, all the toilets, all the sinks.
Everything.
Fire detectors.
Right. Leave the helicopter keys.
Speaking of detectors, we only got a couple seconds. I was with my buddy Jeff Hildebrand yesterday driving down to Tuscaloosa, and he uses Waze. I've seen it before, and I've used it occasionally, not as much as the other, but basically it allows you to see where, you know, you can help the community by going, there's a wreck here, there's a car on the side of the road, there's law enforcement here. So that's that. And then we got in the discussion talking about speed detectors, radar detectors. And I remember back in the 80s, I had an Escort, so awesome to have that. What is the opinion from a state police standpoint about Waze and about those speed detectors, radar detectors?
Well, so this may surprise you, but, man, we love them. And here's why. Because they affect driving behavior.
Okay.
There's a couple of misconceptions, especially about state police. I can't speak for the other agencies. I don't know how the budgets work. But with state police, we don't get a penny off speeding tickets, nothing. We could care less about the number of tickets we write. We write far more warnings than we do tickets. People don't believe that. So what we care about is driving behavior. And if your Waze app tells you that the police are ahead and it makes you slow down, or your radar detector indicates that there's, a trooper ahead, working traffic, whatever, and it calls you to slow down, mission accomplished.
I got
you. We say all the time that it's not about the car or the violator that we have on the side of the road. You know, we've got over 3 million people in this state. You're not going to affect driving behavior by dealing with a violator. It's all about the hundreds of vehicles that drive by while you've got that car sitting on the shoulder. It's like, oh, they're working in this area, I need to slow down. That is, in a nutshell, why we do what we do. So, man, we're all for it.
How about that? Well, that makes sense.
I like it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
The old school way was always flashing your lights, Mike. And someone pointed out to me not too long ago, and I thought, well, that's just something to think about. We said, listen, don't flash your lights when you see a cop and you pass one to let anybody else know about it, because maybe the cops are looking for child abductor or something like that.
Yeah.
There's a part of that that makes me think, well, you know what? There's something to that. But if you hear an Amber Alert or something like that, I'm always on the lookout, too.
Well, it makes sense. I get that.
It does. But still,
that's a two-part deal. You know, we also use traffic law to enforce criminal law. So you guys have seen some of the press release and stuff like that. But a lot of our we've won years in a row now. Our state police or interstate criminal patrol team have won the Gulf Coast Hot Award for the team of the year because of the amount of narcotics they take off the highway. Well, they do that by enforcing traffic law, very basic traffic law. So, that's something else to think about. When you're warning that violator, man, you may be warning somebody that's got 20 pounds of fentanyl in their truck.
Right.
Yeah, it all makes sense. Well, listen, we just wanted to hear it from the top hog, if you will. I like the white of our state trooper cars better than the gray of Mississippi, Alabama.
I love the old powder blue. I like the old powder blue that's in Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, luckily, Mike, we didn't see any flashing lights. That's a positive. So, hey, listen,
great to, for you, isn't it? Well, you went all the way to Alabama back then. That's pretty impressive.
I didn't drive the whole time, so that was a good thing. Hey, listen, we'll call you. We'll come up with a date, and we're coming. We're gonna
and we want to tase. We want to get tased on camera. We'll see what that's
like. Hey, we can hook that up.
All right. We'll see how that works.
All right. Yeah, Colonel Mike Hager. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, appreciate Mike. It. Have a good day.
Look forward to it, guys. All right. Take care.
Bye. See you. All right. Coming up, Marsha Martin, the Blonde in Boots, coming up next.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need expert health care, UAMS Health is here for you. From cancer and heart care to neurology, obstetrics, orthopedics, and more, UAMS Health provides advanced care across a wide range of specialties, backed by research, innovation, education,